Nedarim Peg Dalid Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is a Hemshech. You see the first word, Vitoirim. It's a Hemshech of Mishnah Beis. It's in the Gemara, it's taken together. Another halacha of a person who has a relationship, Reuven has a relationship with Shimon, that he's not allowed to be Nene from him, either because Reuven asked it himself, or because Reuven is also to be Nene from Shimon, because Shimon asked Reuven Bano. So the halacha is that the one who's not allowed to be mahana, the other person, is allowed to be toirim as trumosoi, or maisroisov ledaitoi. This needs a little bit of an explanation. There are two ways that Reuven could be mafrish truma for Shimon. One way is what's called the Loshna Gemara, toirim mishaloi al shal chaveroi. The truma, picture the scene. Shimon has a big silo, big goyin full of tvu, it's all tevel, and He needs to be mafresh. He needs to take off, let's say, 1/100th of the tefuah there and give it to Kehanim. Okay. The pashtus is that Reuven takes off from his own, and instead of having 100 bushels, now he has 99. That's what Truma is about. Maaser, instead of having 100, he has 90. Now, what happens if Reuven decides to be mafresh, to take a bushel of his own, and to be koyrishem Truma, and with that to free the whole 100 bushels of Shimon? So first of all, it's schir, it's a schus, right? Reuven saving there, he doesn't even lose one bushel. Instead of 99, he has 100. A schus, we have a klal zochen la'odim shaloi b'fonav. Reuven could always do something which is a schus for Shimon, even without a mufurish a minui shlichus, which means that Reuven, let's say, could on the street pick up a metzir. There's something hefker on the street. Reuven could pick it up, b'zoich of Shimon. Who made you the shlich of Shimon? Who are you to represent Shimon? Since everybody knows, everybody likes a matona, so Mamela, Reuven picking it up, we could give him, this is the halacha called Tzchir, we could give him rights like a shliach to do it on behalf of Shimon, even without a mini shlichus. And the same would be true if Reuven's mafish mishaloi al shechaved, it's only one little problem. The problem is that with that, Reuven's giving something to Shimon. We have a problem here, Reuven's not allowed to be mahana Shimon. So where would it be considered that Reuven is being teirim, but he's not doing in a way that's Mahana Shimon, where Shimon Taka is losing one bushel. Reuven is just doing the Maisa, but he's being mafish from Shimon's Tevel al Shaloi. So Shimon doesn't gain anything from Reuven doing, but we have another problem. Can Reuven Stam do it? L'chayr, it's not as chus. So L'chayr, if it's not as chus, Reuven has to represent Shimon. There's no built-in Zochen L'adam Shaloi b'fonav. The only way to represent him is with a minu shlichus. And this, the Gemara says, Mufurish, that you need a proper minu shlichus. Now, you could argue that it's a schus, at the end of the day, that's taken care of. You're going to lose a bushel of your tefuah. Either you're going to take care of it yourself, or somebody's going to take care of it in your employ. So why not say that that's a schus? But here the Gemara says no. Here the Gemara says that in order to be mafish, Shimon's tevel, al shaloi, it needs a minu shlichus. If you have a minu shlichus, he's doing a job for Shimon, with that he's being mahani. He might not be mahani him with a bushel of tefuah, but he is being mahanehim with a job well done. So on that, the Rav brings from the Gemara, this is Sugan Daflamet Hey, that what happened was Shimon was memana. And the Gemara says you do need a minu shlichus, it's not a schus. The minu shlichus over here, however, doesn't have to be direct. Shimon announced, Koloroitza litrim yovev yitrim. Shimon said, I give permission, whoever wants could do the job, could take off whichever bushel he does, he could do it. If Shimon appoints Reuven specifically to do the job, it's called Reuven carrying out the job as being Mahanahim. The Chiddush over here is that even though Shimon just said, Koloroitza litrim, yovev v'yitrim, the halacha, we don't see that as Reuven being Mahanah Shimon. We see that Shimon Lamaisa has a job that was done, but it's not that Reuven is doing it for him. He wasn't appointed by him. So maybe we don't see him as Asiyah Shlichus, and he could do it. It's important to point out that this form of shlichus is not so simple. This is called that Shimon said, whoever wants power of attorney, shlucha shaladim kemaisai, has the koyach to create a chalois hafroshas truma from my tevel. But is it called when Shimon just gives a general koloroitza lasis yaso? Is that called that Reuven is mamish representing him and doing it for him? Not so simple. What would be an example? If Shimon fell into a bar, it's a Mishnah, Daf Samach Vov in Gittin, and the Rishonim cross-referenced the two sugyas. If Shimon's in a bar,
And he doesn't want his, if he's going to die, because they're not going to get him out on time, he doesn't want his wife to be an aguna, because she's waiting for chalitza from a brother that's halfway across the world. So he wants him to write a get. He realizes that the story is not going to end happily. So he says, get lav dafka, that the get is good, because the Torah says, v'kos v'nos, and the Baal has to write the get. And that's not called that Shimon was miyachid somebody specific to write the get. That's not called Reuven is mamish writing yodoy ki yodoy. He might have made a power of attorney. Whoever wants could do it. But is that called that Shimon, the Baal, is doing it? For a get, arguably, that's not enough. But for Afrosh and Struma, it is. You don't need a mice of the Baalim. You do need Rishus and a minu shlichus from the Baalim that you have. But since it's not mufurish, Pel Peh, where he was Memanahim, it's not called that he did the job for him. There's no Isser of Mudir Hano. Umakriv alov kine zovin, kine zovois, he can be makriv for him. Person needs karbonis. A person was a zov. He needs a karbon to be brought even after he's torn. He was tovil in a mikveh. He's not tome anymore. He's what's called mechusa kapara. There are certain karbonis which are ma'akiv him from having a full din tahara, legabi achilas kachim. So the halacha is that if Reuven was a zov, and with that he became a chuyv, the protim of which type of zov is mechuyv in a carbon. Not every zov is mechuyv to being a carbon. This person has a ria zov one time, he's tevel and mikvah, and that's fine. Twice, there's a program how he's shemes yom kineged yom. Three times he already becomes mechuyv in shiva nekiyim. That's the halacha we're familiar with a nidah, which is really based on a zov gedolah, which is three times. And because of that, by a zov also, he needs karbonos, and that carbon is a carbon zov, and the halacha is he doesn't have to bring it himself, somebody could bring it for him. He could bring for him kine zovin, kine zovois, what we just said, by a woman, kine yoldois, so Yoledis also has to bring a carbon with that, even though she was total in a mikveh, but she's not muteres lachilas kochim. He could also bring for him, if he's mechuyev a carbon, he could bring a chatos, chatois, vashomois. All these things he could do for him. We don't look at that he's giving him something. He's not. Shimon brings a carbon on behalf of Reuven. Shimon's not giving it to Reuven. It's true. Reuven, by definition, now doesn't have to be nifsad, an animal, a bird. But that, again, not losing something is not the same thing as getting something. That's the halacha that we learned in Mishnah Beis. So Memela, Shimon, by bringing the carbon, is taking care of Reuven's obligation. He's not giving Reuven anything. So that's not called giving. Reuven's not called that he's taking. Now, it happens to be interesting that when a person brings a carbon, not only does he have a kapora, but he's also the Baal HaKarbon, Lamoshal, Legabe Achilo, Legabe, the bosa being eaten. It happens not to be Negea, Kinim, there's nothing eaten. It's all Hukav HaGabe HaMizbeach. Chatois v'ashom is eaten by Kahanim. They don't belong to the Baalim. But it is interesting that, let's say, by Kochim Kalim, where a carbon is brought, if Reuven was Mechuyev, Reuven said, Hare Olai, to bring a carbon Shlom, and Shimon brought on his behalf, he'd be able to bring for him, but then you wouldn't maybe have a problem, because if you consider that Reuven's carbon, then Reuven owns the Bosor to give out to whoever he wants. He could eat together. So with that, that's called he's getting something. Not just the kapara that he's getting, but it's actual bilus of the carbon. Over here, it really doesn't make a difference, because Shimon is going to be makrivit l'shem Reuven. He gave it a shame that Reuven is the miskaper, but not that Reuven is a bilum on the carbon. So Meli, you're not over on the Issa or nobody's getting, nobody's giving. Now the Mishnah goes off into different ideas. The same idea, what's not a violation of Mudr Hano. Melamdoi is allowed to teach him Torah. Again, somebody teaches you Torah, you chayiv to him the most akaz atoyiv, more than your parents. But over here we have a halacha that he's allowed to teach him. Medrash halachos va'agodos. He's allowed to teach him all branches of Torah. When we say medrash, we're not referring to what we call medrash. We're referring to all the whole body of svarim of Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh, which Darshin's Torah Shebichsav, to learn out the halachos of Torah Shebal Peh. What we call the Medrash of Sifro, which is Torah Koyanim, which is all the Psukim in Vayikra, Sifri, which is Bamidbar and Dvarim. Halachos, those are called Medrash Halachos. Halachos means Gan Shas. Agodos is the Chelik HaAgod of Shas. So we're talking here about the sum total of Kol HaTorah Kula. versteht sich, what we call medrash is also nichlal. Teaching somebody Kabbalah would be also bichlal. It's just a different branch of agodos of Torah Shebaal Peh. These are all branches of Torah Shebaal Peh. You see it in the Mishnah. Aval lo yilamdenu mikro. He's not allowed to teach him chumash. Vaseps. If teaching Torah is not considered a serviceable taking and giving, so why mikro? And the answer is the Gemara brings over here a drosha, where the pasuk says in Parshas Voschanan, Re'ein lemati eschem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem lekoi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, see, observe the fact that I've taught you. Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 years teaching Klal Yisrael kol haTorah kulo. Kasher tzivani Hashem lekoi. The same way the Ribbono Shel Olam taught me, tzivani over here means the Ribbono Shel Olam taught me, and the Gemara makes a drasha out of that. Mahu bichinam, the same way the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't charge Moshe Rabbeinu for tutoring, 40 days and 40 nights that he taught him Kol HaTorah Kulo, for 40 years that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael and learned all, gave over all of Torah Shebaal Peh to Klal Yisrael, he can't charge. There's an Isser Gomer on a person charging for learning Torah. This is a very far-ranging halakha. And because of that, before we discuss what's far-ranging about it, over here, what that means is teaching somebody Torah Shebaal Peh, it might be a toiv, again, in terms of Akaraz HaToiv, in l'cha dova godl mizeh, it's not called taking, it's not called giving. It's not chargeable, doesn't have a price tag. Mahu bechino mafato bechino. Mikra is different, because mikra is something, a person's mechuyiv, to make sure that his child learns mikra. Mikra over here doesn't only mean chumash. Mikra over here would also mean the simple halachos, which are learned from a proper understanding of Chumash. It would be more like what we call Chumash and Rashi. A person would learn Chumash, Rashi, and Sefer HaChinuch, let's say, where he knows the basic outlines and the basic summary of all the halachas that's Mavur in the Chumash. That would be called Mikra. A father is Mechuyiv, al tzeis mitzvah v'shinantel l'vanecho, to make sure that every child is a Baki b'mikra. Exactly how we teach Torah today, this is one of the Makairis. Are we Mekayim exactly the way Liman HaMikra was supposed to be done or not? Subject to much controversy. In any case, over here the Mishnah says that Liman HaMikra is something, heyos, it's chargeable, because the halacha is that a Rebbe who teaches children is allowed to take money from the father. So therefore, it's something that's chargeable. Gerada, the Gemara lays too, that even that is not so simple, but since Amalek Tzaitin, they learned with the Taimim, with the trop. So what he's really teaching him is just the musical. It's like somebody teaching a boy for his bar mitzvah. So in those days, you would look at Gantz Limun HaMikra as really only paying the father, only paying the Rebbe, the Malamid, for Schar Taimim, and that doesn't go into Mahu Bechina Vavata Bechina. So therefore, the halacha is that since that's chargeable, it's a memela, that breaches the Isra Anor. I will just add one more point. Some of the Rishonim and Daf Lamed Zayin, it's the Pashtus of the Gemara, understand that this means to say, this Gemara is telling us that Pisuk HaTaimim is not a system that comes necessarily Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's a system that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put into place, and because of that, the Chazal didn't give it the Choymer of Mahu Bechinam Avata Bechinam. Mashen Torah Shebaal Peh, every word in Torah Shebaal Peh is Midaraisa. Pisuk HaTaimim not. That's a pella. L'cher the taimim and the pisuk ha-taimim. L'cher is the same. Derais, it's the same part of Torah Kol HaTorah Kulo. There's untold soidis that lie in the taimim shebemikra. So it's hard to accept these Rishonim. Tzur Bavram and Ahor, that goes maimin is Nuchus Talmud Torah. Other Rishonim argue very stark on this. Yureim, Rabbeinu Bechai. And Achreinim explains, so then you have a problem. What's the difference between pisuk taimim and between the mikra and between Mishnah and Agodas? And so on. It's the Torah Shebaal Peh of how to explain the Mikra. Why should it be different? So they bring the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi on the drosh of Mani Bechinam Avatu Bechinam, that teaching Torah doesn't have a price tag. So the Yerushalmi says, on that, Yochel Af Mikra V'Targum Kein, you'll say Mikra V'Targum also have Mahu Bechinam Avatu Bechinam. Talmud Lai Machukim U'Mishpatim. Chukim U'Mishpatim is a drosh from the Yerushalmi. We don't have it in the Gemara. Chukim U'Mishpatim Atim Malamdim Bechinam. V'yatim melamdim b'chinom mikra v'targum. You're allowed to teach chukim u'mishpatim. That means on limud ha-mikra, which is the essential, like we said, summary of the halachas that's mavur in mikra, that's called chukim u'mishpatim. That we learn out that does not have the same status of mahu b'chinom avata b'chinom. Possibly the explanation is because the mahu b'chinom avata is on the role of being a melamed Torah. You don't have to teach somebody Torah shebichsav. Torah shebichsav
is like the Gemara says in Gedusha Munach Beken Zavis. It's in the Sefer Torah. Now, it happens to be you're going to need an Aleph Beis Rebbe, a Pre-1A Rebbe, to teach you how to read and to teach you Taimim, to teach you the way to read the Psukim. But Be'etzim, the role of a Rebbe-Talmud relationship is only Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu's role once he came down from Mount Sinai is the Rebbe Hamalamed Torah Lamed Yisrael Torah Shebaal Peh. Mahu Bechino Malat Bechino. The Rebbe that teaches Mikra is might be providing a service, but he's not the role of a Rebbe that has the status of Mahu Bechino Malat Bechino. Therefore, he's providing a service, and that's chargeable in dollars and cents. So you even the Israel no. It's a chiddush, but that's the chayra. This is the way the Keren Ora explains on Daf Lamed Vav. It's an important nekud in hashkofa. Now the Mishnah says this is only when you're teaching somebody. Lo yilam denu mikra avol. The lamed who is bonov is benois of mikra. A person who is a mudar hano is allowed to teach the person who is not allowed to be mahana his sons and daughters mikra. What's the pshan that? He can't teach him because that's a chargeable service, but he can teach his children. L'chayr, since the person's mechuyev to teach his children, so l'chayr, I'm providing with a service that you don't have to hire another rabbi. But again, the not having to hire somebody is not called a hano. Be'etzim, when somebody teaches a child Torah, he's being mekayem a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of lumoy Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah defines the mitzvah as lumoy ulalamed. It's not a dover noisov. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So be'etzim mitzvah slav the hodnis nit. All he's doing is bekayem a mitzvah, like returning an aveda. He's teaching the child. Teaching a yid Torah is a mitzvah, the greatest mitzvah that there is. Now it happens to be the father would be mechuyev to fill that role or hire somebody if he can't do it himself. But again, all he's doing is he's being meinea a hefsid, like a loss of an aved. He's not giving him something. He's teaching the child, not the father. So he can be melamed bonov into sant, that the Mishnah over here puts bonov ve'ez binoisov. Mevashim said that the gears over here ve'ez binoisov was not in the original Mishnah. It's a chiddush and it's not meduktik. There's something ve'ez narichus over here because there's no mitzvah of teaching a daughter Torah. So if I teach somebody's daughter Torah, I'm not doing anything for him. The Mishnah wouldn't even have to write that. We're not talking about today where a person has to teach his daughters just pasha because the alternative is not being an Er L'chayid. Talking in the Amolige Zeiten before Sarah Schneer invented Beis Yaakov, where Yiddishkeit was given over in the home, mother to daughter. There's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's even a whole kasha that the Achren want to know why. Could women say Birchas HaTorah? L'chayr, they're not mitzvim. Morgan Avrom says, because women do have to know some Torah. They have to know halachas, they have to know halachas Shabbos, other areas of halacha. The Goyin says, but it's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that's just practical, because they have to make brachas and they have to keep Shabbos. So it's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's not the knowledge. V'limadtem oisam, as b'neichem v'loy b'neiseichem, the Gemara says. So because of that, the Mufashim, leave out this gears of Benoisov. The Chiddush over here, like we said, of Bonov, is that even though you're providing a service, but it's not a chargeable service, because you're teaching the child, not the father. The next case in the Mishnah is Vizonis, Ishte Vez Bonov, Afa Pishu Chayv Bim Zonoseyem. A person could feed somebody who is not allowed to be Mahane. He could feed his wife and his children, even though you're really saving that person from having to pay Mizonis. He's Mechuyv. When we say over here Vez Bonov, we're talking about younger children, which that he has to be Mefanis. One of the chiyuvim of the Baal is Mefanis Ishtoi. Chazal was also Mesakin, the young children till the age of 6, the Gemara says in Ksubis, it's Takona, he has to be Mefanis. So Mela, L'chayr, you're taking care of a person's obligations, but it's not called you're giving him something. Why is it different than a Choyv, where we said that there's one Shita of Piroin Choyv? We said from a Mishnah in the 13th Perek of Ksubis, that would be considered getting something. So here the Gemara has to make an akimta in Ksubis that we're talking about where it's not the pshat that this is the regular mezoinus, it's talking about extra mezoinus that is not mechuyev. That's to make an akimta. V'lo yozen es behemtoi bein tmeyo bein tohoiru. Feeding a person's animal is not the same thing as feeding his wife and children. Feeding his wife and children is a different person. When a person feeds an animal, he's mahana nechosav. It's the same thing as if I walk into your house and I give it a paint job. So when I feed your animal, I'm not just being meneh, the animal shouldn't get sick. I'm actually investing in your property. That's hano. So I'm investing in your behemah.
comes along Reb Elezer with a knetch. Reb Elezer, I'm a zonis atmeo, vein is zonis ater. The chiluk is clear. The tmeo is not going to be eaten by the owner. So what is he nene from the fact that his animal gained an ounce today in weight? So therefore, the zonis atmeo, because I'm not providing you with any service by feeding your animal, but vein is zonis ater, because over there, that's called I'm making your animal bigger, heavier, and there's more meat for you to eat. Chacham don't accept that. Omruloi, ma ben tmei l'tahira, what's the difference? Omalan says Reb Elezer back. He says this even a shtickle poetically. Sha'tahira nafsho l'shamayim v'gufa shaloi. The tahira, the nefesh, that means you kachecht it, and its life, its chiyus, was taken away by shamayim, with the ma'aseh shkita. That's mitahirit, and it renders it mutter to eat. Gufa shaloi. So the eating is enhanced by the fact that it has more, there's more basar over here because you fed it. Utmei nafsha v'gufa l'shamayim, simele, you have nothing from the guf of the animal. Amru lo, the chacham say back to him, l'gabi achili, you might be right, but afa tmeyo, nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shaloi. You might say that when it dies in vain, and it's an avela, and it can't be eaten by the bailam, but it's still gufa shaloi. Shem Yitz, if he wants, more volume in the gufa behema is still valuable because the animal is bigger, stronger, healthier. It's held to a goy to eat. Or, if you want to be machil leklovim, there's more volume there. Now, he doesn't say because when the animal is stronger, so it works harder. That's debatable. But weight is an objective something that a person has, an animal that's heavier. In terms of if you'd sell the animal for meat, it would be worth more. So Mamelo, that's called Hanon, that's called he's being Mahanim, and that's why it's awesome.